Well, as we said, absentee voting begins today for the midterm elections. You can pick up your absentee ballot from your clerk. You can fill it out and turn it in as of today. And as they do, chances are that you will see your vote tallied in a timely manner. And that just improved dramatically with legislation yesterday that will allow clerks to process those absentee ballots early, at least 2 days early. And Republicans who have repeatedly seen their efforts at better security thwarted by Whitmer vetoes, they also got some basic election security measures passed yesterday. Let's learn more about it with Representative Ann Boland, Republican of Brighton, chair of the House Elections Committee, also a former clerk herself. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Guy. Good to be with you today.
So just first off, how essential is this pre-processing authority for your fellow clerks that were out there saying, looking at a mountain of ballots?
Well, I think it's very, very important for our local clerks. The clerks have been saying since the constitutional amendment was passed in Michigan in November of 2018 for no reason AV that they were going to see an influx of absent voter ballots and needed more time.
And this can be done in a safe manner, obviously, because I know that's paramount with you.
Absolutely, it's paramount with me. And it has extended. We also know how very long days can be very tedious for people and run into people just not wanting to work those long hours. You kind of lose some of your attention. And so this will allow it to be paced over 3 days. I do want to emphasize that this is just pre-processing of ballots. It is not tabulating of the ballots in any way. Mm-hmm. So the secrecy of the voter is still maintained. It just allows appointed inspectors to basically clear the ballots for takeoff, if you will. So the ballots will be sent to an absent voter counting board, a pre-processing board.
Okay.
That will start that initial check.
Why not go farther than that? We know our friends down in Florida, by the way, God love them on what they're going through, but they do a secured count that allows them to not just pre-process, but also to tabulate. Why wouldn't we go that far?
Well, one thing I would say about Florida, they actually had a lot of election changes and reforms over a 20-year span. So they found themselves in a situation after the election between Gore and Bush, where they found a real need to do, you know, an overhaul of their election. So their early voting and processing didn't happen overnight. I think mm-hmm. that this is an effort to move in that direction potentially.
Okay.
But we also have a constitutional amendment that would call for early voting. So I think this is a good measure to move forward to assist our local clerks, restore confidence. But most importantly, we do have some election security measures in here that are there for voter protection and to enhance integrity.
And let's talk about those. I know that there's been some concern around these drop boxes. Did you make some progress in that area?
Yes, I think we made significant progress on the drop boxes. Number one is now all the drop boxes will be required to be secure and imposes a chain of custody on those ballot boxes and the delivery of the ballot from the drop box to the clerk's office and a record of that transport of ballots. How many ballots have been transported on what day from what drop box and by whom?
Will there also be some measure of security to make sure that people aren't dumping loads of ballots in, that we're not seeing ballot harvesting and things like that?
Well, for any drop boxes that are installed after October 1st, 2020, this is the existing law, they have to use video monitoring. Only authorized people can access, so they will have to retain those records of those videos, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when you are transporting the ballots in and recording them in and receiving them, the clerks are trained. You can look for certain things on the signatures and those ballots. I think that the security measure and just this transport chain of custody would be
right.
Very, very valuable moving forward.
Sure. We also know that moving forward, we will see greater authority for local clerks to cancel out voters who are no longer on this earth. To kind of clean up the rolls and maybe do a better job of that. Just because they can, does that mean that they will? What inducements or encouragement is there for them to do this, and how much will that move the ball forward and having our qualified voter file more accurate?
Okay, well, yes. Yeah. So what this does is it's going to require a monthly voter roll cleanup by the Secretary of State and the clerks, and allows the county clerks and the Secretary of State to initiate the cancellation of these dead voters. They receive the initial information, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the local clerks will be responsible for the actual cancellation, but it is also going to require that up to Election Day, as we're getting closer to it, that these are going to have to be more regularly notifications to the local clerks. A month is not adequate. As you will recall, this is a significant win for the legislature, in my opinion. It has twice been vetoed to allow the voter rolls to be cleaned up, in addition to 11 other election integrity bills. And so I am very, very happy to see this, because I think it's long overdue. The voter rolls are extremely important. It also is notification of anybody 17 and a half years or older who passes, and which could be a very unfortunate circumstance. But in Michigan, you can register at 17 and a half, and we know there is a very aggressive effort through the Secretary of State's office to send advance. We have automatic voter registration and advance notices encouraging young people to vote. So we would, you know, have the voter rolls cleaned up for those people who might then get placed on inadvertently.
Well, and you've previously expressed concerns that you felt that Secretary of State Benson was kind of slow walking a lot of these very important responsibilities of cleaning up the voter rolls. Are you satisfied now? And she's taken some actions after that, I think, more or less forced into it. But are you satisfied now that this is going to be done in a timely manner?
Well, I think there's more to be done. I personally am advocating for an audit of our voter rolls, and I'd like to see an audit of the voter rolls every 5 years. List maintenance is critical to secure elections. It should be an ongoing effort, and it needs to be a cooperative effort between the Secretary of State, the county clerks, and the local clerks.
Mm-hmm. Is there?
So this is a start.
Right. Well, and can you share with our audience? I know you have been beating your head against a wall trying to get these things through. You saw, 23 vetoes from the governor on some very common sense progress on this. What was it that tipped the scales?
Well, I think that the governor is hearing, just like we are, that their overall trust and confidence in government and in our elections matter. And we're trying to restore that. I appreciate that the governor has basically agreed on these measures, especially the ones that have vetoed in moving forward. These are good policy measures. They should not be partisan issues. These measures have passed the House with broad bipartisan support. And so I'm glad to see some of these over the finish line. We're not done. We're going to continue to pursue good policy that enables every eligible voter to vote freely, secretly, independently, and securely.
Music to a lot of ears, Ann Boylan. We thank you so much for your time, for your tireless efforts on this, and I'm glad you finally got the ball across the finish line on a lot of these, and hopefully that's the first of many successes we have here, as everybody wants to have confidence in the process. And it has been damaged badly. And if this is the first step, let it be the first of many. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.